you're listening to this recording, I don't believe you're listening to this by accident. I think we had an appointment today, and I'm glad you kept your appointment. If you're looking for a better way, if you think there's more that you can get out of life, I believe you need to hear my story. My name's Cliff Alexander, and like many of you, I was told that my path to success and happiness was to go to school, get a good job, and live the life of my dreams. And so that's exactly what I did. I graduated from high school. I went and got a degree in computer operations, and I wanted to work at Intel. And so I went to work directly for Intel after getting my computer degree, and started at the bottom of the chain in the call center, and found myself wanting to climb the corporate ladder, and so that's exactly what I did. I just kept working from job to job, and eventually, after the course of a few years at Intel, found myself in sales and marketing, flying all around the world, training resellers in the computer industry on how to build computers using the latest and greatest Intel technology. Theoretically, I had pretty much everything that I was looking for. I had my bachelor's, Intel was paying for my master's degree, I had an endless credit card that I could literally take anywhere that I wanted to go around the world, stay at the, you know, 5-6-star hotels, fly the nicest flights, nicest airlines, and really had kind of the perfect job. I could work from home. Really, everything that I was supposed to want, I was getting. And by the time that I was done at Intel 8 years after starting, I had actually tripled my salary, and things were looking good. Things were looking up. However, about 6 or 7 years into my career at Intel, I really started questioning if this was all that was out there. I really started feeling limited at that I had a future, but I was going to have to keep working hard. And really, the upside of my job was the best case scenario was that I could keep working and climbing the corporate ladder, and someday maybe become a vice president of the company, in which I would be rewarded the ability to work for 60, 70 hours a week for an increased paycheck. But I don't think even the VPs were making much more than $150,000, $200,000 a year in working for 20 years and 60 hours a week wasn't worth $200,000 a year to me. So I really started questioning, what else could I do out there to really get ahead and really get create true wealth in my life? And one of the things that was happening at the time was the huge real estate boom. And so I went off and started researching mortgages and real estate and found what I could do. So I started investing in real estate. I bought some homes in multiple states and condos and homes and just started renting them out and making residual income that way. And that was the first way that I started flirting with residual income. But I started just researching the general area of real estate and doing anything that I could to create wealth for myself. And I started reading real estate books and eventually got my real estate license, in which I used to do mortgages. And so I was consulting people on how to get the right mortgage and brokering mortgages, and actually made quite a bit of money doing that. And so about 7.5-8 years into my Intel career, they offered those of us that were interested a great separation package. All we had to do was volunteer for it. And I thought, well, you know, worst case scenario, I'll go off on my own or run a real estate mortgage company. And if it doesn't work out, I always can always come back to the corporate world and climb the corporate ladder from there. And so I went ahead and raised my hand. I got a great separation package, almost a year's pay, I think, and I was off and running, starting a real estate mortgage company. And I did very well for a little while. It was actually 1 month that I made more than an entire year than I did at Intel. I ran, a branch here in Sacramento, California, also ran a branch in San Diego, California, had about 25 loan officers working for me. And, you know, just working with some of the largest banks in the world, working with my loan officers, writing mortgages day and night. That was really working well for me. Offered me a lot of time freedom, and I eventually went off and I did some traveling in Europe with my family just on vacation. But in August of 2007, we started seeing things start to crash down. And it was really interesting because July of 2007 was my greatest month ever in the mortgage industry. And so I was off on vacation in Europe, and I started getting some emails while I was over there on my PDA that banks were starting to close down and we were losing deals. And, you know, the storm was coming in. So I left in July with 25 loan officers, 2 locations, and by the time I had returned from Europe at the end of August, I was down to maybe 1 or 2 loan officers, and both of our offices had shut down. It was really that quickly that things were happening. So I was kind of shocked and didn't really know what to do. But when I started really analyzing what to do from there, I started noticing that I was making some pretty good money and ultimately had the say-so on what I wanted to do with my own time. But at the end of the day, I found myself really worrying and thinking so much about my own business and running the taxes and the payroll and all the things that come along with owning your own business. And so I was actually working harder than I was at Intel in terms of hours because I really was never able to turn off my job. It was not an 8-to-5. And so I was making a little bit more money, but the headaches were so much more. And all in all, it just the self-employment, the small business ownership didn't add up to what I was hoping it was going to be. And so from August of 2007 to, I think it was March of 2008, I really was out there looking for what else is out there. I really didn't want to continue back in the corporate world. I knew kind of the long-term potential of that, and I didn't really want to start another business. I'd lost my shirt, you know, doing that. And so I was really looking, how can I get out there, create some true financial freedom, some true time freedom, and I really had no idea what to do. And so it took me about 8 months, and when I was finally introduced to an opportunity, it was a home-based business, and I just had such a negative connotation of home-based business, and I was in a position that I was at least open-minded about it. And so I met somebody by the name of Vincent St. Louis at a coffee shop near my house, and he really showed me a plan that made some sense. He showed me, for the first time in my life, I saw something that made sense, which was, as I could grow a business from home, the bigger my business was, the less my time investment was going to be. And that was the first thing that I'd seen, where you can make more money as your time commitment goes down, because in the corporate world and in small business ownership, it was the complete opposite. The more money you make, the harder you're working. And I really, you know, I had a couple of kids at the time, and I was really looking for a way to spend some good quality time with my family, but be able to create some income like my rental income that paid me every single month, whether I was working for it or not. And so Vincent showed me that way, and I just really got it. I had the time and the money to really dive in and work. Actually, I didn't have a whole lot of money at that point, but I just, you know, I had the commitment that I was going to get in and work my business from home and work the way that it should be worked. And so here I am about a year later, and I've created a business for myself that has over 2,000 people working in my business, and I run everything from home. I have no overhead. I have no trucks, no inventory, none of that stuff. I just have relationships with people that have created a huge network of people that move product, and I get paid every single Friday on a residual basis. And the larger my business grows, the less I actually have to work, which is quite amazing. And it's really, I'll just kind of offer some of the tips and some of the things in my lifestyle that I see happening right now that you can absolutely go out and create. My typical day, I start out getting the kids ready, taking my daughter to school. She attends a private school, and by the time I get back, I usually work out or do some sort of physical activity for myself and get ready, and usually I end up not even starting working my day till about lunchtime. Typically, I'll meet someone for lunch, and then got phone calls and helping people, you know, meetings during the afternoon, and share with people that I know what they could be doing if they decide to pursue an opportunity with me. I don't work weekends for the most part, maybe one weekend a month. You know, work a few nights a week and just kind of can really do whatever I want. And if you're listening to this, if you're looking for a way out of the rat race, if you're looking for a way, how can you create residual income in your life so that you're not trading your hours for dollars? I really encourage you to get back with the person that shared the CD with you, that shared my story with you, and know that there is a way. It is possible, but you need to be open-minded. And if you really listen to the person that gave you the CD, plug in and get trained the right way, within a year's time, you could realistically be living a lifestyle like I'm living, where I'm making more money than anything that I've ever done before. It's on a residual basis. It's growing on every single week, and the future looks even brighter, and my time commitment is going to become less and less and less as the business grows. Just such a great way to live your life, such a great way to spend time with your family, have the financial freedom and the time freedom that we all want and deserve. And please get back with the person. I'm so thankful you take the time out of your day to listen to this CD, and I will look forward to meeting you sometime in the future.